Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by Derek Chisora. Thanks for yesterday, mate.
You're welcome, bro. What happened yesterday? Did I see you yesterday?
Yeah, I saw you at the press conference. You tried to stitch me up with Pulev.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to stitch you up. Somebody has to get bullied in the room, but I'm not saying bullying is the right thing to do, but... You know, I've known you for so many years, you know, it's a friendship bullying, basically.
It's allowed, it's acceptable between our friendship. How did yesterday go? Obviously, a little bit, there was a few words, obviously, between yourselves at the press conference, we'll talk about that, but it was, when we're looking back at kind of the years ago when you were running havoc through that hotel at that Wade and kind of thinking about that, but that's been a few years now and you guys are in different stages of your life as well as your careers.
Yes, basically. Yesterday, you know what? It got me thinking. I'm going to outbox this guy. You know, I'm a better boxer, I think. I'm going to outbox him. It got me thinking yesterday. I'm going to outbox him.
Okay.
You know, yes, it was great, man. You know, it's a great fight. You know, it's going to be amazing. He's a big guy. You know, he hasn't got the hunger anymore. He hasn't got the hunger, I can tell. You know, he's still doing it because he's got a proud European style, you know, macho situation, but the hunger's gone out and the fire's gone out of him, basically.
You know. So what's the incentive for you to fight him then, if that's the way you feel about him?
Because, listen, most people want to fight, but they don't have the hunger, bro. They fight for the sake of fighting, bro. You can always tell a man who wants to fight and who don't want to fight. You know, there's loads of fighters out there who still on the books of boxing say they're boxers, but really and truly they're Facebook boxers. Let's all be honest. You know, there's guys who go in the gym, oh, I go fight next month. Oh, I pulled out because I had an injury, you know. But he won't pull out because he's out for the game. But I know for a fact, you know, sometimes the hunger goes and you don't know. But I want to fight him, you understand? So it's going to be a great fight.
Are you taking anything from that first fight you've had? Because there has been time that's passed. Like you said, you've all kind of done your separate routes that have led into this rematch now. But are you looking at that fight as any kind of yardstick into what we can expect on the 9th of July?
No. I'm not even looking at that fight, bro. You know, he can go look at my fights, my last two fights, four fights. You know, a totally different fighter who comes in the ring, bro. You understand? So... I'm not even looking at that, so I'm just excited. Thank God he signed the contract. You know, because the last guy, he said he's going to sign, he never signed. You know, so this boxing game is becoming stressful now.
Can we just address the Adam Kawanaki situation? That was the fight that was touted for a few weeks, but from your perspective, what actually happened there? You know, he's been announced to fight on a different bill in the US, which was announced when? Around a week ago. But what actually happened there with Kawanaki?
I signed a contract, I put it out, people got upset. It's not because people got upset with me. I think people don't like... The Americans don't like Eddie. Let's just be honest, you know. Eddie's come in the American market. He's told them those American guys, they're schmucks, they don't know what they're doing. And they've taken it very personally now. So now they're out to get him. And we are in the frying line as well now. You understand, so, you know, if Eddie goes to America, if you want to fight in America, fight an American guy who's a pound, pound for pound, you won't get it, because the Americans want to just shut Eddie down. But it don't matter, man. We love our Brit. We love you, Eddie. I got your back, Eddie. Don't worry, man. Them Americans, this is all talk, bro. Trust me, all these guys are all talk. They can't fight.
Yeah, I think they just don't get the sense of humour from him, because he's very obviously, he goads people, he kind of makes comments. I think that's we kind of know him, so we kind of know that's his kind of humour or British humour. But I don't think certain people over in America kind of grasp that kind of humour.
I don't know, you know, Americans, I know the brush, the bob and the chandelier, you understand, so... it's just, they don't have the banter, you know, they don't have the banter, you know, the situation we have in the United Kingdom. They don't have that. You know, most people don't. You know, they don't have the wind-up, the jokes, and they don't know what's serious and what's not serious. I know what's serious and what's not serious. So, it's just difficult, you know, for them. But, Eddie, keep doing what you do, man. We love you here. We're going to give you a Nightwood.
You pulled out the possibility of a bet yesterday with Kubrat Pulev. You then went and whispered something to him. Can you tell us anything about what was whispered to him in regards to that bet? I'm assuming it was about that bet.
Yeah. That's why I whispered it, so you don't know about it.
I've got to ask you about it. What were you whispering? How much you're gonna bet? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, that's what we did. Nobody knows. Yeah,
and he's taking that bet as well. Yeah?
You're not gonna get it out of me, bro. You're my friend, but you're not gonna get it out of me. Get away. It's not gonna happen.
When I was talking to Pulev yesterday, he said that he still has aspirations of becoming world champion again. That's why he's still obviously fighting. He's 41 years old. Obviously suffered that loss to Joshua, come back with a win against Jerry Forrest, but he says that the reason why he's still fighting is because he still wants to win a world title. What do you think about that?
You know the problem is, yeah, you know, this ain't no disrespect to Pulev and Dylan and these other guys, because if you wait for such a long time to fight for world title, you need to go take that world title, do you understand? You know, Usyk waited for how long? At least four years. You know, when he won the Muhammad Ali Cup, and he just waited and waited and waited. And when he got his opportunity, he did not try to steal it. He went and snatched it off AJ. You know, just stole it, saying, "This is, I'm taking it." He came to take it. Do you understand? And when Dylan fought Tyson Fury, he didn't go there to take the world title. He went to trying to mess around. The same as Pulev when he came to box AJ. You know, he didn't come to take it. He came to mess around and he got knocked out. So I think when you get to the top, when you get to that number one spot, and you're there in that ring to take this, what this man's got, yeah, you have to go in there willing to die on the line. And most of these fighters are not willing to die on the line. So it's quite difficult when he says he wants to fight for a world title. You know, he's just fight for his pride, bro. Understand.
You've been very honest over the years about that. You fought for world titles before, but then as your career has kind of progressed over the last few years, you've always said it's the same thing. You want to be in big fights and earn the most money because that's the name of the game.
The name of the game, yeah. Bro. It's the name of the game. You don't understand? It's the name of the game. There's no need of trying to... Listen, there's nothing wrong with fighting for titles, bro. There's nothing wrong with it. But the name of the game, the money's at the top, yeah? But it's all about... But if you want to count yourself as, okay, I'm going to fight this guy so I can get to number one and this, yeah. It's just, it's not worth it. So for me, I want big fights for big money. Do you understand? You know, if I have to fight for a stick world title, I don't mind. Do you understand? But I just like to fight, you know, and get paid. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a payday. And this is what people get it wrong. Oh, he's doing it for a payday. Of course I like a payday. Who don't want a payday? Everybody wants a payday. I would do anything for a payday, bro. As long as Eddie goes on, Derek, I'm giving you this. I'm like, what? I put two more zeros on that. Oh, that's too much. Okay, and puts it on. You don't understand? That's a payday. You know, a payday makes me live a comfortable life. You understand? Everybody has to. There's nothing wrong with a payday. Always remember that. People will say, oh, this is another payday for him. Fuck yeah, I want a payday. Who don't want a payday? Oh. You're going to fight for no payday? I get people say, oh, he just wants another payday. Of course I want a payday. Who don't want a payday, mate? You know, come on, I wake up my house, so I want to get a payday. You know, so that is it.
You said in that press conference that when it comes to you, and bearing in mind, like I said, your last three fights haven't gone your way, but you're still a draw. There is still interest after all these years. And you kind of nailed it yesterday. You said that I have a product that people want, and that's entertainment in the ring. You bring that war element to it. That's something that you will always have that people will always be interested in.
Yes, you know, and first of all, I have to, you know, I have to thank my fans, you know, the fans out there, you know, I have to thank everybody, but really and truly, I want to thank those guys who spend that $40 and the $50 to sit up on top of the tiers, who make the most noise, do you understand? Because those guys, they come out, you know, it's not much, but they actually work, you know, in the, you know, like, in the nurses, doctors, you know, dustbin man, you know, security, night shift, you know, but they come out and support me, and I do that for them, the builders, you understand? So it's a way of, like, you know, I got a product, and people love me for who I am. I don't have to pretend. I don't pretend, bro. This is me, you know. I don't pretend, you know. I don't try and come out and say I'm like this, nah, bro. I ain't got time for that, bro. You understand? And people love what I do, you know. For me to sign and say, oh, you know what, I'm not getting the world title shot, so I should just leave it. No, man, fuck that. I'm getting paid, bro. I'm getting money, bro. It's about money, man. You know, it's about money. This game's about money. It's not about anything else. It's about money. You know, you don't want to be doing so much and then suddenly you don't get paid. It's about money. That is the simplest thing ever, bro. You know, so, you know, I say to all these fighters, man, don't let them fool you, man. Just make your money in this game.
Some other comments from Kubrat Pulev in an interview I did with him yesterday, that he believes that Usyk this time will knock Joshua out. Someone who's been in the ring, obviously, with Anthony Joshua. That was his opinion on that. As that rematch kind of pens for potentially, obviously, Saudi in August, what do you think about his thoughts on that?
Let me tell you something. If AJ gets knocked out, it's good for him. Yeah. If he loses on points, it's bad for him. Do you understand? Yeah. If he loses on points, he's going to kick himself for the next 20 years. But if he gets knocked out, I got knocked out. I can't do anything after I get knocked out in the fifth round. You know, if he went up to sixth round, I'd have knocked him out. So what you have to understand is, when I got knocked out by Dylan in my last fight, I didn't complain. Did you hear me complain? No. Motherfucker got knocked. I got knocked the fuck out. I was trying to get up. My feet were like, mate, stay the fuck down, man. We ain't getting nowhere, boy. We got hit so, he hit me so good, bro. I was like, and the ref was, I'm like, ref, you pushing me down. He goes, Derek, you're out. I'm like, I'm trying to get up. My feet are like tight. And I'm like, fuck. You know, but, you know, in boxing, if you get knocked out, it's a better way for you to go out. But I don't think so. You know, you can only knock AJ out in the later rounds. But in the first six or eight rounds, you won't knock him out. AJ will knock him out. You know. AJ will knock him out. AJ just needs to put that power through, you know.
Derek, because obviously every boxing fan had their opinion about how Joshua should have approached that first fight. We've heard it all, et cetera, et cetera. So you're saying that basically if he does get knocked out, it would mean that he's doing that part two of his strengths of his game in order to try and win that fight. And in that situation, he could come unstuck and get knocked out, but it would have showed that he would have kind of tried that at least.
Yeah. If you try, yeah, and you get caught, there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. Do you understand? You know, but if you do not try and then you get knocked out, people are like, what the hell? Do you understand? But we have to come back to this. If AJ beat Usyk last summer, yeah, by boxing like that, we won't be having this conversation. We'll be like, AJ's the new Muhammad Ali. Do you understand? You know, he tried something, yeah? And at the time, it was working for him, the way he was moving and stuff like that. But it didn't work when he came to the fight night. You understand? There's nothing wrong with trying. You know, this way, you know, trying is amazing. Try things, bro. You know, for me, I try to go southpaw, but I'm not good at it, but it works all the time. Do you understand? So there's nothing wrong with trying. He tried, it didn't work, so he's going back to the drawing board, and now he's realized, you know what, forget all this nonsense. I'm going to come and just put power through this guy, and that's it.
What do you think about his link up with Robert Garcia now?
Great. Good for them, bro. You know, good for them, bro. 100%. You know, you need to change, put a change which is going to benefit you, bro. That's what he's done. I haven't seen the guy, but...
Can a short relationship like that over, I don't know how long this has been going on for, but can it have impact on one fight at that stage of Joshua's career, in your opinion?
Yeah. It depends if you want to learn. If you want to learn, bro, if you get somebody new, what you do, you walk in the gym and you strip yourself of everything else. You say, I'm here to learn. And then from then you will learn. But if you go in there without it, just say, nah, man. Oh, come back if we do this. No, no, you just go in there as a humble servant. Say, I'm here to learn. I'm here to strip everything. I don't care who I'm. Right now, I'm not Anthony Joshua. Right now, I'm, you know, Femi. I'm here to learn. It will work. But knowing AJ, he's humble as hell and he's learning.
I heard your comments on TalkSport yesterday about his situation regarding student. I know, I'm assuming that was a little bit of tongue-in-cheek.
Was that?
With what you said.
I would have gone in there and fucked them up and robbed them. Yes. No. 100%. I will not take that back. Court, insult me while I'm walking past nicely in a nice neighbourhood and you're trying to prove big bollocks. Oh, man, you're smoking, mate. I'll have a bunch of dudes outside your house, beat you up and then rob you. That is simple fact. There's no point of like trying to sugarcoat it. Yeah, I'm me. Yeah. And I'm very, very humble to everybody, you know. I love everybody. Race, religion, everything. It don't matter. Bisexual, I love you. You're my guy, you're my people, I don't care. But don't insult me. If you don't like me, you know what you do? You can come to me and say, you know, Derek, I don't really like you, I don't really like your boxing, but you know, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I'm like, oh, thank you very much, fuck off. Do you understand? Yeah, but don't try to shout out the window and try to embarrass me, because I'm going to embarrass you more than you thought you could. Do you understand?
How did you think he handled that? Because it seemed like he handled it relatively diplomatic, to be honest with you. I mean, it was, took his shoes off and, you know, kind of went in and addressed them. What did you think about how he approached that?
I don't know, mate. Can you imagine a fucking gone haywire on him? Who was he with in the room, in the house? Who did he go with him? By himself?
Yeah, I think he was on his own, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a G. That's it. It's a G. It's not nice, bro. Even I get people, lots of people, seeing they see other football players, and they're trying to insult them because they play for a different team. You know, it's not great. You know, if you think you can do better, why don't you just lace up the gloves or lace up the football or get the tennis racket and play? Do it yourself. Don't try and insult other people because you failed in the name of this game. Just appreciate it, man. You know, this is a problem with fans. They don't appreciate good work. They always have to, like, insult somebody, try and bring somebody down because you failed in your own life. You know, don't do that. It's not nice. It's not nice. Next time they see AJ, they should get up to him and say, no, AJ, please win your fight so you fight the Gypsy King. You know, so we want to see this fight. Everybody wants to see this fight. You understand? That is it. There's no need of point in, like, trying to insult people and things like that. You know, to give you a fair square, yeah. I see Tyson Fury's fans, and they don't talk shit to me. Or they always say, oh, tell AJ to win his fight so he can fight Tyson. You know, there's no bullshit talking there. They want to see the fight. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people love Tyson, some people love AJ. You understand? There's nothing wrong with that. But don't insult the guy.
Has anyone ever, over your career, like, have you not been in that sort of situation, but have you been in any situation where people have come and kind of been a little bit abrupt and rude about you, whether they've had a drink or not? Have you ever had that situation?
I don't know. I probably forgot. I get people tell me I'm a shit boxer, but they say it in a nice way. Okay. Yeah, in a nice way. They're like, oh, man, you fucked up on that one. You're a bit of a shit boxer, ain't you? You know, and that's banter, though, isn't it? I don't know. They say it that way, but...
I can't believe no one's ever gone to you that you're a shit boxer to your face.
I'm trying to remember. I've had road rage, though, when somebody cut me up and I have to jump out the car. I jump out the car and then suddenly it was like two CIDs and they brought the badges out. It was about to rain fight, boy. Jumped on and I'm like, oh, sick. Afternoon, so I went back in my car, but that was it, though. I don't know. I don't know. No. Because everybody loves me, man. I'm not going to lie to you. They love me. That is it. I'm God honest truth. I feel the love out there. I don't feel hatred when people love me.
Yeah, that, and also you're a fucking lunatic as well. So I don't blame for people that wouldn't.
What? Do you think people love me because I'm a lunatic?
No, that's not why they love you. I'm saying also you are a lunatic as well.
Fuck you, man. I'm not a lunatic. I pay my bills when I go to a restaurant.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying your perception. That's your perception anyway.
Yeah. Oh.
But here, look, we're sitting here. Your family's behind you and lovely place here and blah, blah. This is your
house.
Oh, is it not?
My next door neighbor's house.
You are over there.
I'm over there. Shh. We'll just sneak in here. We'll do a quick one before he comes down.
Does Tyson Fury stay retired, in your opinion?
Oh, man. The game needs the Gypsy King, needs Dylan White, needs Usyk. You know, it needs AJ, it needs me. You know, and it needs Daniel Dubois. I don't know about Daniel. It needs Daniel. You know, Daniel's got a big fight coming up, you know.
Tonight?
Is it tonight?
Yeah. By the time this goes out, this will be tomorrow, so that fight would have already happened. Yeah.
So, you know, the Juggernaut, you know, the game needs all these guys, you understand? It needs the Brown Bomber. It needs these guys for now, because right now, you know, there's up-and-coming heavyweights, but we want to see who's going to take the torch, do you understand? You know, you go other heavy in the European boxers out there. You know, they're a bit dry, you know, but it's okay. You know, is anything coming out of Russia right now? Okay. Anything coming out of America?
When you say the Brown Bomber, you mean the Bronze Bomber?
The Bronze Bomber, whatever his fucking name is. The game needs these guys for now. Do you understand? Because remember, all these guys will go now. The game drops down for the next 5 years, bro. Do you remember when Lennox Lewis left? The game dropped big time. You know, so
you remember that era in American boxing, heavyweight boxing, where you had guys like Seth Mitchell and Jonathan Banks. There was a little spell there. Then after that, you had like Wilder coming on, and then it's like, I don't know. I think this is the best pull we've had over the last, since that era that you're talking about.
Yes.
Previously with like Lennox and that.
Yes, yes, yes. But remember now, we have to see who's going to carry the torch.
And who is that?
That's what we're waiting for. You know, there's two kids up north in London, which I think they're going to be good. Yeah, and I'm watching them very well. Yeah, he's great. Fights on Sky. I think he's fighting today, actually, one of them, you know.
Jamie TKV?
I don't know his name, bro. Don't insult me. I don't know anyone's name, apart from my own name.
What does he look like?
A mixed race. Call him the Fresh Prince. Yeah, he's fighting today. I've been watching him. It's all about the torch has to stay lit, bro. That is it. Nothing else, bro. You know, because this game is unbelievable.
What would you do if you were Dillian White at the moment?
Just chill. Nothing else. What is he going to do? Just chill.
Plenty of big fights out there. Come on, man.
Just chill. If I was Dillian White, just chill. Just relax. Just enjoy your money. Just chill. And then come back. You know, there's so many things happening. Like, how did he lose the fight? He tore his ligament, whatever, and stuff like that. But if I was him, I'd just chill. Don't eat so much. Just keep the weight off. Chill, you know, and just do a fight. You gotta do a 10 rounder, bounce back. It's easy, man.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate your time. He was, like, really digging me out yesterday. In the presser and head-to-head, I was like, come on, Del. But it's that friendly banter you were talking about anyway.
It's friendly banter, man. You make so much money, but you never offered me to buy me dinner, that's why.
Do you want to go out for dinner next week?
I will bring our wives with us.
Do you want to do that? I'm not married. So I have a partner, but I'm not married. But you just said wives, that's why. But
that's why
you're married, I'm not. But yeah, partner. You just want to bring partners, yeah?
Shh, I'm not married, man. What's wrong with you? Shh.
All right, mate. All right. Appreciate your time, as always, Derek. And yeah, we look forward to July 9th. Camp, staying in the UK for camp, or are you travelling out to...
No, I'm travelling. I'll leave tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good thing I come here today, then.
Yeah, I'll leave tomorrow.
I'm going to... What's that? Bear Mountain. What's the one in America?
What, Big Bear?
Big Bear, yeah. I'm going to Big Bear.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
All right, okay.
You see, you watch. I'll be there by Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, you see.
Right. No problem. Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
Yeah, man. Stay safe and stay blessed, bro. And have you heard? There's no more Corona. You got a double jab, do you? You got three jabs. No, joking.
Thank you very much, Derek Chisora. Sports Social Podcast Network.